How happy is the little stone that rambles in the road alone and doesn't care about careers and exigencies never fears, whose coat of elemental brown a passing universe put on, and independent as the sun, associates or glows alone, fulfilling absolute decree in casual simplicity. Emily Dickinson. Introduction. Do you remember enjoying life? Truly enjoying life, with no strings attached and no undue expectations. Think back to that time when all you had were dreams and goals. Remember the projects you planned to do, the feats you hoped to accomplish. Now, where are you today? Unfortunately, the answer for many people is negative. Their goals were never accomplished, forgotten, or likely never attempted. Our lives are full of clutter, things we use to fill our immediate vicinity as tangible reminders of the good life. However, the good life has been traded in for a pile of seldom used material goods and a place in the rat race, working day in and out at an unfulfilling job. If honest, most people would jump at the chance to change the way they live their lives. Unfortunately, lack of information keeps them in a shallow prison. Others don't even have the time to think about their lot in life at all. They simply plod along, waiting for the big day when they will be able to retire. They accrue more stuff to fill ever-expanding homes and dream of the moment when there is enough time to enjoy all of their toys. They rarely vacation and are hardly spontaneous. But then they can't afford to be. They have to work to pay the bills for the things they accrued, drudging day in and day out to keep up with the Joneses. Why live this way? Why choose to abandon their dreams simply to conform to social norms? Why should you have to place your life on some form of delayed gratification, waiting until you are too old to enjoy it? You don't have to continue the arduous march of the unfulfilled. The answer to rediscovering the joy of life may not lie in working harder or achieving more. In fact, what if the opposite were true? Perhaps true happiness and contentment comes from letting go of all those things that society points to as being badges of success. This book explores the rather unpopular concept that our happiness comes from simplifying our lives. It proposes that by having less and freeing ourselves of all excess, which is cluttering our lives and happiness, one can gain more. By following some very simple steps toward minimalism, you may recapture some of those dreams you abandoned long ago.